Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in this morning. The call-in number today is 646-929-0368. I'm speaking with a wonderful, distinguished guest, Soledad O'Brien. She's an anchor and special correspondent for CNN US. You might be familiar with some of her documentaries, Battle for Blair Mountain, Family Education in America, Unwelcome, The Muslims Next Door. She's also reporting for Latino in America, and you might be familiar with her work on Black in America, too. In 2010, she released a memoir, The Next Big Story, and she's won numerous awards. Some of them include the Journalist of the Year from the National Association of Black Journalists, and also she was part of the team that earned CNN a George Foster Peabody Award for its BP oil spill and Katrina coverage. But right now, she's working on a new adventure, her foundation, the Soledad O'Brien and Brad Raymond Foundation. Good morning, Soledad.
Hey, good morning to you, and thank you.
Thank you for calling in this morning. This is a wonderful foundation you started. Why don't you tell the audience, what was the catalyst for starting the foundation?
The foundation really started in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. My best friend, who is from New Orleans and who was my executive producer at CNN, called me one day. She'd moved back to try to rebuild her house. And she said, you know, there's a girl here who needs a scholarship for school. The schools were in such bad shape, obviously, after Katrina. And she said, you know, can you help her pay for tuition? And my husband and I, you know, mostly because it was my best friend asking, said, sure, of course. And we started funding, you know, just small grants to young women who were trying to figure out their educational situation in a really bad environment. So we have a number of girls who really are victims in a way of Katrina, just that their family finances were a mess. They just had no cushion when everything went bad in the wake of Katrina. We also expanded after Black in America. I met a young woman named Naya who said, you know, we were doing a story on her. She was taking an HIV test, and I said her test turned out to be negative. And I said to her, you know, why are you taking this test? Like, what do you do? You're so smart. She's a bright girl. And she said, well, you know, I have a little kid. I can't go to school. No, I have no one to watch my son. And she had finished high school. She was pregnant, but finished high school. And I said to her once our documentary aired, listen, I'll make you a deal. If you will go back to school, if you'll go to college, I will pay for your daycare. And so we started sort of gathering up these young women who were really bright, who really only lacked, you know, the financial wherewithal to be successful. And we've had great luck, and they've done really well. We had our first graduate in Sheba Turk. And she just finished at UNO, and then we continue to expand our program where we're supporting young women.
Well, one of the things that the College Board says that public college has increased 24% in the past 5 years, and the cost of private school has gone up 17%.
Oh,
the average
insane.
Cost of tuition,
it's so expensive.
It's crazy.
It's so expensive. And you know what? You're also talking about the girls who we pick, they don't have a cushion. You know, there's no sort of, well, I'll borrow the money from my aunt, or I'll work an extra job and get the money, or I'll just take that money out of the 401k that my dad had. There's none of that. They don't have that cushion. And so they're really, you know, I asked the girls as we were doing interviews with them, and I'd say, well, what's your plan B? You know, and their plan B was no plan B. Plan B was not to go to school. And again, these are girls who are really bright and hard workers who deserved an opportunity, we thought. So we decided we would become their plan B.
Well, I think it's a wonderful program. But also one of the things I want to emphasize is that you're not just giving money away. You're also going to be providing mentorship. Talk to the audience about
Absolutely.
That aspect.
Yeah, I think that that's critical. I mean, I know that there are lots of scholarships, and I think this is where we're very different. There are lots of scholarships that give you money. You need $10,000, you need $5,000, they give you $5,000. But for us, I think that a lot of our young women actually need guidance. They need opportunity to be around intelligent, successful women who can help them navigate some of the challenges that they've had. And so we're very targeted. We take individuals. We, you know, if you need daycare for the young women we accept, they get daycare. If you need a mentor, we give you a mentor who's on your campus who can help you navigate the, you know, class schedule and how to be successful. Some of our girls really have had very difficult challenges. And so, you know, they're not going to be successful just by getting a check that's going to help them underwrite college. That goes some of the way, but they also need, you know, like I feel like I do with my kids. You know, I push them, sometimes I pull them, sometimes I prod them.
Sometimes you give them a hug. You know, yes.
Right, sometimes you inspire them. Sometimes you try to, but it's kind of a team effort to get through tough times. And so we our goal is to provide that team.
Now, how can a woman, what's the age range for someone to apply? And
we
how
have
can
one
they apply?
High schooler. You can find out more information on our website, which is O'BrienRaymondFoundation.org. And we have closed our applications for this year. We are full. We're very small, and we will only have, we're hoping to get to about 25 students in the next couple of years. So it's very, very small. What we're really looking for are people who are interested in donating, who want to help underwrite a specific girl's tuition. And we, of course, take, you know, grants in any amount. And also, you know that 100% of what you're giving goes to a kid's education, so you don't have to worry about, you know, someone using the money to buy staplers. And often we just don't do that. We don't have that overhead at all. And so we have picked our girls for this semester. Obviously, the semester for many has started already. Mm-hmm. And we have one high schooler, and everybody else is in college.
Somebody in the chat room is asking me, is this mostly for women helping women? Are you going to have male mentors, or they're all going to be all female mentors? Has it worked out? Have you worked those kinks out? Or?
You know what? It's been very interesting. What we have discovered is that women have been lining up to be mentors. So, and yet that wouldn't keep me from having men who are mentors. Absolutely. I think that there are plenty of guys who can provide a lot of great expertise on a lot of great fronts for young women. And obviously I believe mentorship comes in all kinds of, you know, shapes. But right now the way it has been, how it literally has gone, is that we have had women who've said, oh, I really want to help and inspire other young women. And so for the most part, women have been signing up in droves.
Now, where in the country? You're trying to do all across the country, or is it only
we
states?
We are in New Orleans, we are in New York, and we have one student in L.A.
And if you wanted to be a mentor, so they just also go to the website and email
Absolutely.
You there?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the best way to get in touch with us with all our communications is through O'BrienRaymondFoundation.org.
How have mentors changed your life, Soledad?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. You know, again, I think that, you know, one of the young women asked me, she said, you know, we found a lot of our girls got better grades than when they started. And they would tell me because, well, I didn't want to lose my scholarship. And I realized we'd never made a provision. There is no provision to lose your scholarship, no more than there's a provision that I'm not going to be your parent to my kids. You know, if something happens,
right.
Like, oh, sorry, mom and dad have decided we're letting you go. You know, it doesn't, you know, for
yeah.
us, it doesn't
yeah.
work like that. And so they would say, you know, I just didn't want to lose my scholarship. And I was very baffled, like, oh, there was never a plan, you know. And I guess that to me, it's that kind of mentorship that I've always appreciated, the people who kind of stick with you and stick it out with you, that it's not a, well, you know, you need to have a 3.5 and make sure that you're, you know, doing X, Y, and Z, and then you get to continue to be mentored. It's just a matter of, you know, I'm here to support you through the good and the bad. And guess what? There's going to be some good and there's going to be some bad. And we will figure it out together and navigate how to get through. All I ask is that you get to me early. You know, if you need books or you're short of money or you need support, you know, let us know ahead of time as opposed to, you know, the day before. But we've had great success in that front. And that also helps you, you know, keep the communication open with these young women all the time.
One of the things you mentioned is about the child care issue. I know when I was younger, I have a daughter, she's 17 right now, but I was not able to get, support from the state for child care because I was going to school. I would have to stop going to school. It's crazy.
Right.
I would have to go to work.
It makes it
completely child care.
Contradictory to the whole point. So that's why we want to support young women where they are. You're exactly right, because the way to be the best kind of mom is to be educated and have a good, solid job so you can take care of your family, you know, and it takes X number of years to get to that point. You know, everybody, I tell my students, you're all on the 4-year plan, you know, you are going to study and do well and get out and, you know, and just really have a successful academic experience, and we will support you in that because that's going to make you a great citizen, that's going to provide for your kids, that's going to inspire your kids to also understand that education is important for them just as it did in my family.
Well, definitely. I mean, one of the things the census talks about is the amount of money you can make. According to the 2006 census, black woman with a high school education make $18,000, but if you have a bachelor's degree, you can make $38,000, master's $45,000. So definitely education is the key. Now, in terms of the families, how did the families react when the young women received the scholarships? What were their reactions?
Oh, it's been great. It's been great. We had our first fundraiser the other day, and some of the girls brought their moms, and they've been great. You know, I think that one of the things that I've always wanted to do is just be supportive. And so in some cases, the girls don't have, you know, parents who are really in the picture. And in many cases, the girls have great moms and dads who are in the picture. And they look at it like, wow, thanks for helping us out, because by helping my daughter, you're helping me. You're helping a community. So it's been wonderful. I am grateful for really how supportive they've been of our support. And that meaning that they also are making sure that their kid is buckling down and doing well. They mm-hmm. get that a grant is a big deal and it's really critical, and that means that child has to make it, you know, really make it happen, make it work.
Well, you did a documentary on education in America, and one of your students, I think her name was Maria, and she was going into science and math area, and
right.
they were doing the robotics. Do you feel that many of the women you're supporting now think that's an option because of the scholarship to go into math and sciences, or
there's never been a correlation between that. I think that students' interest in math and science starts very, very early. And we have no dog in the fight on that. So if a student wants to be in math and science, great. Maria's case, she wants to go to Stanford, a very expensive school. Her parents have very limited means. And so, you know, she's got another year of school, of course, but she's a student we're keeping an eye on to make sure that if she is academically strong enough to get into Stanford, money should not stand in her way.
What are some of the things you're doing with your children? I'm sorry, say that again?
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
What are some of the things that you do to help prepare your children for school? You have four children. Wow, like amazing.
Yeah.
And then you do all these amazing things career-wise. What are some things you read to them? What are some things?
Oh,
that
gosh,
you do to
absolutely.
Your children?
I mean, all those things. But I think for kids, it's more about helping them realize what's possible. You know, what I was going to say about the math and science is that in elementary school, you know, girls and boys, but sometimes I think maybe more girls need to understand that that's a very viable career. There are something like 2 million jobs that are unfilled in this country right now because Americans are not qualified to take them.
Mm.
You know, we do not have the math and science skills to do those jobs. So at a time when we are in a terrible economic downturn, the idea that there's all these jobs that can't be filled is appalling. You know, so what
we try to do is to
make sure that our girls understand that there's a tremendous range of things that can be possible for them. You know, for my kids, you know, I drill them in their math. I make sure they know their multiplication tables. I sit there and do their homework with them at night. If I'm not traveling, I make sure that they're on top of all that stuff. I love to read to them. We do a lot of the Boxcar Kids series. But I think that more important than all of that is to make them really love learning and understand what they're interested in and that they can explore that.
One of the things Girls Incorporated, I'm not sure if you're familiar with that organization.
Yeah, of course,
they were talking about on their website about how sometimes girls don't feel that they can express themselves in the classroom, that they feel that sometimes they're stifled in the classroom. Did any of the young women that you've dealt with, or have you seen that, that young women aren't able to express themselves and their ideas and participate in classrooms?
The girls that we have, I think, feel so supported, and I think that it's really a matter of support. You know, if you feel like your ideas aren't worth hearing, you tend to shut your mouth, and I remember that very well. I think in middle school is a very tough time for girls. You start feeling like, well, maybe my opinion's not really worth anything. Our girls are fighters. Our girls have really, in a lot of cases, haven't had any support, and so we are there helping them as they try to make it across sort of the last leg academically of the race that they've got to get to. They've only gotten to where they've gotten because they're tremendous fighters. So, you know, now what we need to do is help them navigate. Sometimes it's about finding your voice in a class. Sometimes it's also about saying, you know, if I'm having problems in class, I need to speak up and ask for help. I can't be ashamed that I don't understand something. I need to say, well, you know what? Calculus is difficult. So, but not impossible. Can someone explain to me yet again how to do this? And I think you know, that's really empowering people to say, this is all learnable. At this moment, I'm not getting it. Say it again. Explain it again. Explain it again.
What motivates you in your career to keep going? You have four kids. You have a husband. You're doing all these documentaries. You just finished Blair Mountain. what motivates you to keep going to enlighten people about what's going on in the world?
I just like it. I just enjoy my job. I find it interesting. I love telling stories. I love interviewing people. I love bringing stories about people to light. You know, it's an amazing opportunity and an amazing job. So I really just feel like, you know, what I do has value and is worth spending the time on.
What's your next documentary? Do you have something on the forefront right now?
We do. Yeah, sure. 9/11. We're doing a documentary called Beyond Bravery: The Women of Ground Zero, which is a look at female rescue workers who were at Ground Zero on September 11th. That'll air on September 8th at 11 p.m. and then re-air on September 11th at 9 p.m. And then our Latino in America doc is airing in September 25th. And that'll be at 8 p.m. on September 25th. It's about a young woman who wants to be a boxer in the Olympics. As you know, in 2012, the Olympics have opened boxing to women for the first time in history. And so the question we're examining is, you know, what will it mean for not just Latinos in America, but for all Americans if a Latino were to medal in boxing for, you know, the first time it's ever allowed in the Olympics history, that would be an amazing thing.
That would definitely be amazing. Let me just tell the audience again about your website. It's O'BrienRaymondFoundation.com. Please check it out. They need donations. You can also go to the website if you're interested in being a mentor. The young women need mentors. Right now it is closed, as you said, for this year, but you are accepting applications for 2012.
Absolutely. Go right.
Cool year.
Mm-hmm. Yep, no question about it. And also you can follow us on Twitter at it's at Soledad Foundation, which is Soledad, and then FDN is our Twitter handle. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is another way to keep up with what we're doing with the foundation too, which is Soledad_O'Brien.
Is there somebody that you'd like to interview that you haven't interviewed?
Oh, God, everybody. I mean, I really like interviewing regular people. I've never been a big, you know, and I've had a chance to interview most of the presidents, but in my life, you know, working as a reporter. But, no, I actually prefer, you know, individuals who are doing things and telling stories and allow us to be part of their lives. That's why I like doing documentaries. You get to camp out in someone's life and really see what's unfolding.
Are you ever scared when you're reporting? I mean, you've done the tsunami,
do a lot of aftermath.
How do you stay focused?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I do a lot of aftermath, so I don't really get scared. You know, I feel very protected, certainly, by CNN. They have a really good organization that makes sure that we're protected in terms of our physical safety. I just feel really lucky.
Well, what's next? How many people do you hope to get scholarships for? Like 50, 100, or just
our goal is
amount
to keep
of
it very small. Well, you know, over its lifetime, hopefully many, many. But, you know, our goal is to, within 5 years, to really have 25 people in the program at any one time. You know, obviously people graduate out. Part of, I think, the strength of our foundation is that we're very targeted and we're small. You know, I can tell you in great detail about every single one of our girls, and that will never change. Whether we have, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 or 25, I never want it to be so big that everybody becomes a number, you know, a case number who we're just giving a grant to. It needs to be, you know, these are human beings, individuals who we are supporting, much like I support my own children.
Definitely. Well, let me give the audience the address, Soledad O'Brien and Brad Raymond Foundation. You can mail checks or money orders to P.O. Box 20970, New York, New York, 10023. Again, that's Soledad O'Brien and Brad Raymond Foundation, P.O. Box 20970, New York, New York, 10023. And you can follow Soledad on Twitter, as she mentioned earlier, at Soledad_O'Brien. And you can follow her foundation, Soledad FDN, on Twitter. Thank you so much, Soledad, for being on the show this morning. I wish you much success with the foundation.
Thank you so much.
And much success with the 9/11 and all your documentaries that you do. Thank you for enlightening
us. Thank you so much. You bet. I appreciate it. Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for listening this morning to the show. I just got off the line with Soledad O'Brien about her new foundation, Soledad O'Brien and Brad Raymond Foundation. You can go to their website, O'BrienRaymondFoundation.com. You can follow them on Twitter at SoledadFDN, or you can follow Soledad O'Brien at Soledad_O'Brien on Twitter. And you can follow me on Twitter at Joy Keys. You can also become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I would love to hear from you. Email me, Saturdays with Joy Keys at hotmail.com. And don't forget, tomorrow I'll be doing a show at 11 a.m., a show about psoriasis with the National Psoriasis Foundation. And at 11:30, author Tina McElroy Ansa. So tune in. The call-in number, as always, is 646-929-0368. I would love to hear from you. And you can tell your friends that they can listen to this show on their phones. People always are amazed by that, but this is the beauty of technology. You can listen to the show on the phone. And if you know people who missed today's show, they can listen to the archive about 15, 20 minutes from now. It'll be archived on the website. So please share. Thank you so much for your support. Close to 69,000 downloads of the show. You have a wonderful Friday and a great weekend. Batten down the hatches for Hurricane coming in. Get your water, your batteries. My mom was like, please make sure the batteries and everything are working. So thank you so much for your support. Have a wonderful Friday.